there, they let us in.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, this is the one that has the art gallery in it.
Millions of dollars in art.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, beautiful, beautiful gallery. It also has restaurants like Le Cirque, which is one of the certainly best regarded restaurants in New York City, has
right.
opened a restaurant there. And in fact, that was one of the things that was astounding, is that almost all the great chefs have opened restaurants in...
Right, Spago, I mean, all Spago, the ones
right.
we've heard of, yes.
Right, and I think that, in fact, Wolfgang Puck has a couple of them.
Right.
Emeril Lagasse has one or two, and you can eat probably as well there, if not better there, than anywhere else in the country
it's
right
true.
Now.
It's true, but the catch is, and you alluded to this earlier, it is not inexpensive anymore. They still have the $1.99 breakfast buffet, but it's an hour wait. The line snakes through the whole hotel, and they have replaced it with the other end of the scale with these Wolfgang Puck and Spago-type restaurants where you pay the same amount you would probably in New York.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But Vegas, quite a place. There's just no place else. And the way they've been building these places and the number of rooms, and they can still sell out that city.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
And, you know, you were alluding to the size of the hotels before. And what you'll find is a lot of them, you get tempted to say, well, there's a monorail that runs, for instance, from the Bally's to the MGM Grand, which is halfway down the strip.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be... 45-minute walk, and what you do is it takes you about 15 minutes to walk through the hotel to get to the monorail station.
What inside the MGM, because we've stayed there. To the monorail, that's it. It's a 15-minute walk just to get your seat.
Exactly.
I know it.
They take you through all their shops and through the casino. I mean, they tempt you every bit of the way. Then you get to the other end, and you're doing another 15-minute walk to get out of the hotel.
To get back
out,
I know it.
So at least you're air-conditioned is the positive
on the
side of it.
On the way through.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot quicker, and it's not a whole lot less walking either.
Did you get downtown at all?
No, not this time.
Yeah.
I've been downtown before, though.
It's just I can see why some people prefer downtown, because it's just easier and quieter, and everything's just closer and smaller and easier, I guess.
Yeah, and they also, I think, in terms of if you are gambling, and let's say if you like to play blackjack, if you go to the tables at the Strip, there are very few tables with the $5
mm-hmm.
minimum bet. They start getting up to the, and those are all very crowded.
Yeah.
Most of them, you know, then they'll try and put, what they're hoping, of course, is that you'll get impatient and sit down at the minimum $10 bet tables. When you go downtown, though, you'll find that there's lots of $2 tables and single deck tables and things like that. It's a little bit friendlier for gambling.
It is. You know, I find it much more fun. The last time I was there was with some girlfriends, and we stayed downtown. If you go into the Golden Nugget, Four Queens, whatever, and you want to play blackjack, you're having conversations, you're laughing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
We went into New York, and you couldn't hear anything. We could barely speak to each other. You know, you just laid the cards, and that's fine. People are serious gamblers, but I want to have a little fun for my money.
I agree.
So, Arnie Weissman, it's great to talk with you about Zion National Park and Las Vegas. Got any place that you're heading next we should look forward to?
Well, I've got a couple that I'll tell you about when I get, if I can get
if
in.
If you get there.
I'm trying to get to some places that are actually hard to get a visa for, and if I do it, I'll let you know.
you know, this is true. This is probably the only time we'll talk to you about someplace like Las Vegas and Jamaica on the same day that we've put these interviews together, because you're usually into the more difficult venues to try to get into.
Right.
Arnie Weissman of Weissman Travel Report, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Jane.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Arnie confided in me off the air that he was trying to get to Libya. I haven't heard anything yet. And why he would want to go there at this time is beyond me. But if you are going to Las Vegas, like Arnie did, let me give you a couple of clips here. The three tenors, you know, Jose Carreras, Placido Domingo, and Luciano Pavarotti, they're going to be performing April 22nd at the Mandalay Bay Event Center. So if you've got some Easter plans maybe to head to Vegas before or after April 22nd, the Mandalay Bay Event Center, the three tenors will be performing. Huh, here's an idea. The tickets cost, you better start saving, 6 months ago. Tickets for the first Nevada performance of the three tenors start at $95. Then they go $300, $500, $700, and $900. And you can buy them through Ticketmaster. Can you imagine that? $95, I can't imagine where you're, because from $95 it jumps to $300, then $500, $700, $900. I suppose they'll sell it out. I don't know. We're going to go into a break, but don't go away, because we'll be back with more of the Travel Queen Show after these messages.
This hour of the Travel Queen Show brought to you by Dean Trailways of Michigan, the Dean of Transportation.
Okay, let's take our next call. You're on the air.
Yeah, listen, I'm trying to get on the internet.
Well, that's an easy one. Just call mishcom.net, your Lansing connection to the information superhighway at 322-9895.
Can you hold on a second?
While we're waiting, just a couple of thoughts about mishcom.net. It's a new ISP based right here in the mid-Michigan area. Call 322-9895.
I'm back. So I was saying, I'm trying to get on the internet, but I think there's something wrong with my connection.
Do you have call waiting?
No.
You don't have call waiting?
Hold on, I have another call.
As I was saying, mishcom.net is reliable. They have fiber optics. They have discount rate plans available to fit all use levels. Excellent customer support.
You there?
Yeah, listen, thanks for calling, but we really should move along.
But you didn't help me with my problem.
I'm trying to, but you keep interrupting me with call waiting.
I don't have call waiting.
Then
hold on a second. I got another call.
Having a hard time getting through? Sign up today for mishcom.net, your Lansing connection to the information superhighway. Mishcom.net from MBE Computers. For the month of January, get free activation on internet service.
Friday on the Chris Holman Show.
Tom Hugler is on the line with, he's our fishing expert, as a matter of fact. Whenever we have a fish question, we give a call to Tom Hugler.
Yeah, I try to pack as much information as I can on one big 11 by 15 inch page, which includes a detailed map and about 500 words that tell people where to go and how to do it season by season on that body of water.
Join us Monday live from Norfolk, Virginia in the Naval Shipyard. Also, Coach Tom Izzo.
Monday morning, 6:30 to 9 on News Talk 1240 WJIM.
Do you have dreams?
Do you have goals?
Everyone does.
No matter what race or color they are.
Talk to each other.
Listen to each other.
Sure, we're all different.
But we're also all the same.
Understand the similarities.
Respect the differences.
Help end prejudice in your lifetime. Call 1-800-934-3430 or log on to www.whitehouse.gov. Together, we can build one America in the 21st century. Brought to you by the President's Initiative on Race, the Leadership Conference Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
And now we'll return to the Travel Queen, Jane DeGroe.
This is David Andrews from NBC 10, coverage you can count on. Back to you, Jane.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting live this morning from the studios here at News Talk 1240, WJIM in Lansing, Michigan. The phone lines are open, 363-2002. Toll-free 888-557-3628 or star 1240 with CenturyTel service in your car. I want to share some clips I found with you. If you've got a trip to Chicago coming up, Chicago is offering an all-in-one pass for their tourist attractions. It's going to go on sale May 4th. It offers admission to the Art Institute of Chicago, the Field Museum, the Museum of Science and Industry, the Adler Planetarium, the Astronomy Museum, lots of museums in Chicago, Shedd Aquarium, the Sears Tower Sky Deck, okay? All those things for one price, $49.25 for adults, $39 for children 3 to 11. And you, these city passes are becoming very popular in the big cities. You can get them also for Hollywood, for New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, Seattle, San Francisco. I'm going to give you a website. Get your pencil and paper out if you want some more information. It's very easy. It is www.citypass.net. Citypass.net. And that's for Chicago, Hollywood, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Seattle, San Francisco. And Chicago's doesn't go on sale until May 4th. So that is for a city pass. You know, if you're going for a few days, it's a great way to go. Remember Titanic when it was filmed in Mexico? Well, they've decided if you can't beat them, join them. The movie studio in Mexico that was built for the film Titanic is being expanded. And the reason they're expanding is they've had a hard time attracting new film productions to the region, but they've seen a huge boost in tourism since the studio opened. So they've decided that they are still going to use it, hopefully, for a studio. They're going to be called, it's going to be called Foxploration. It's expected to draw as many as 3,000 visitors a day. So I thought that was kind of cool. They had this studio that they built, and, you know, they not too many production companies came in there after the Titanic, so they've just gone ahead and made it more into a tourist destination. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Also, for those of you who are art lovers, there's an exhibit in Toronto, if you're going to Toronto soon, an exhibit of Egyptian art from the Age of the Pyramids. It is opened at the Royal Ontario Museum, Royal Ontario Museum in Toronto. I've got a number here for ticket information. 800-461-3333. It's 800-461-3333. It is a great city from here, especially. Toronto is a great city for a weekend getaway if you're an art lover. This is the Egypt Art Exhibition from the Age of the Pyramids. It's a Royal Ontario Museum in Toronto. I just think, wow, that is just really great. Got some postcards here I want to share with you. Let me explain the postcard deal. We are going to give a trip away in September. We started last September, and we have gotten just an enormous amount of postcards. It's been great. And how you do this is you send me a postcard to Jane or the Travel Queen Show, any of those, at P.O. Box 21116. That's P.O. Box 21116, Lansing, 48909. That's so very cool. You're on your vacation. You're thinking about me. You send me a postcard, and I'll do the same when I travel. I will put you on my postcard list and send you a postcard when I travel. Also, your postcard will go in the basket for the trip that we give away in September. So it doesn't matter where you're traveling. If you're gone just for the day to a mall, to a festival in a city nearby, to Frankenmuth, or if you've got a trip around the world planned, send me those postcards. I love to get them. Here's one from a couple I've gotten before, and I love the personalization on these cards. This is a picture of Gordon standing in front of a huge Navy, probably destroyer. It's just a gorgeous picture. It says, "Hi, Jane. Warm in San Diego. No, Gordon's ship didn't come in," because he's standing in front of it. "But we're very interested in your Alaska trip, which we will be talking about at length today. Please keep us posted." I certainly will. "Hope you're having a great Valentine's Day. Love the Travel Queen Show." I'm glad you do. Gordon and Connie from Lansing, thank you so much. I just really enjoy Connie's postcards, that she personalizes them. She takes a picture, and you stick them to the back of a postcard backing, and you can send an actual picture of your trip. Very ingenious, Connie, and I would love to have you come on our Alaska trip. This one says, "Greetings from Florida. Hello from the Dodges. First, they're in Fort Lauderdale, called Yacht City, then Singer Island. They're thinking it's going to be very popular soon. Then Orlando. They went to lots of places. They did the city lights. They went to Marco Island, then Fort Myers, then back to Lansing. And then when they were down there, they went to MSU baseball game. So how fun. Thank you so much for that card from Florida. And here's a card that I just brought a huge smile to me. I was so excited. It's from Tampa, Florida. And it says, "Dear Travel Queenie." Love it. "This is the first time I've ever played golf in Florida, and I love it. And it is from our own Wilson Caldwell." Wilson, thanks so much for thinking of me, sending me a postcard. I really, really appreciate that. Just going to put you on my postcard list. You're going to be hearing from me, and glad you got to play some golf in Florida this winter. It is great. In fact, I'm heading to Florida Tuesday. I'm just going to fly down Tuesday morning, come back Thursday night, have to visit Dad, and we're going to fly down to Orlando and quick trip, but I have to see my dad for a couple days. So send me a postcard, The Travel Queen Show, P.O. Box 21116, Lansing, 48909. We'll get you in line for that trip we're giving away in September, that we haven't decided what it's going to be, because we want it to be something really cool. And also want to get all those things in line so that I can send you some postcards. We had a caller that wanted to know where they can find information on the Las Vegas shows in April. If you are on the net, there is a Las Vegas show line. You can get on there and see who's going to be performing, because it is kind of a good idea to have an idea who you want to see beforehand. And I don't have my information. Of course, Marcia's not here. I also have a telephone number. If they want to call me during the break, I don't have the number with me, but I can find out and get their number and call them back. It's a fax line, actually. Call in and they will fax you some show dates. But truthfully, I think the internet is your best way to go. If you don't have internet service, once again, call me during the break. I will check it out in the interview on the internet for you and let you know, because it's a good idea. And if you're going to Las Vegas, have a great time. We'd love to know where you're going to be staying. We're going to take a break right now, but I'm going to be back with Michael Modzelewski. Now, he wrote a book called Inside Passage, Living with Killer Whales, Bald Eagles, and Kwakoodle Indians. Any of you out there at some time in your life, if you've thought about just dumping everything and going out into the wilderness and living alone for a while, this guy did it, and you won't want to miss this interview. He's just very, very interesting. So don't go away. We'll be back after these messages.
Imagine yourself serving as a Peace Corps volunteer in one of 80 countries around the world.
I wanted adventure. I wanted to go out, learn about a new culture, learn a new language, and bring it back to the United States.
You know for sure for 2 years, it's going to be like nothing you've ever experienced.
I joined the Peace Corps because I think Peace Corps as a development organization is one of the best in the world.
My dream of becoming a physician, if anything, has become enhanced.
The best part of my experience here, I think, as a volunteer is that I found a second family.
I think one of the best things you can do with your time, it's a great program where you can come and help people out. I'm excited about it.
There's a role for you in Peace Corps. You never really feel like work. You love what you're going through. You're helping people, you're working in the community, and people really appreciate you so much for every little bitty thing that you do.
It's fun.
Make a difference in the Peace Corps. Visit our website or call 800-424-8580. It's the toughest job you'll ever love.
You are listening to the flagship station of MSU basketball, News Talk 1240 WJIM. Catch all the excitement all season long as the Spartans travel the road to the Final Four. Coach Tom Izzo enters his fifth season, having established MSU as one of the premier basketball teams in the nation. You'll hear it all right here on 1240 WJIM. And before each home game, it's Fans in the Stands at the Breslin, sponsored by Comerica.
Give me a fish and you feed me for a day.
Every day. An organization called Volunteers of America clothes people, houses them, and feeds them.
Teach me to fish, and you feed me for a lifetime.
But Volunteers of America also helps people help themselves, to build new lives. Through Volunteers of America, you can help change lives in your community. Find out what you can do. Call 1-800-899-0089. 1-800-899-0089.
I am a child. I'm made of skin and bone.
I'm made of muscle.
Eyes, nose, ears.
We are your children.
We are made of many things.
Every piece is special.
I'm made of body and soul.
A soul.
My imagination.
Intelligence.
I'm made of skin and bones.
I'm fragile.
My feelings.
Forgiveness.
Aspirations.
Aspirations and dreams.
I am made of confidence and pride.
Confidence and self-esteem.
What's inside me?
Love.
Honesty.
And truth.
Knowledge.
Purity.
Dreams.
My fears.
I'm made of skin and bones.
We are made of many things. Every piece is special.
Please.
Please do all you can to protect us.
Call Prevent Child Abuse America.
1-800-CHILDREN.
That's 1-800-CHILDREN.
I am a child.
I am strong.
Smart.
Powerful.
So what are you made of?
Won't you help me say?
For more information, call 1-800-CHILDREN. A public service message brought to you by Prevent Child Abuse America, the Ad Council, and this station.
And let's return to the Travel Queen, Jane DeGroe.
This is Joan Embry from the world-famous San Diego Zoo and Wild Animal Park. Now back to you, Jane. Welcome back. We are broadcasting live this morning from the studios right here at News Talk 1240 WJIM. That's in Lansing, Michigan. Numbers to call are 363-2002, toll-free 888-557-3628, or star 1240 with Sentry Tel Service in your card. Next, I would like to welcome back to the Travel Queen Show, Michael Modzelewski, author of Inside Passage, Living with Killer Whales, Bald Eagles, and Kwakoutl Indians. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jane.
Well, I'm holding the book in my hand, and I really enjoyed it. But on the back, I couldn't come up with any better way to explain the book than, you know, like Jack London, it says, Michael is a master storyteller who entertains us with fast-paced tales of youthful quests in the northern wilds. I mean, hey, that's very cool. Be referred to like Jack London.
Yeah, and you know what? The Travel Queen rules. Last time I was on your show,
We
talked about Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Cruises has invited me on during the summers to lecture and, you know, share what it's really like out there.
Mm-hmm.
And because of being on the radio show, I was meeting people from Lansing all summer.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's so exciting
that,
to
know,
hear.
Because of you and your radio show and, you know, me being on, which I'm so grateful for, they heard us and booked a cruise, and there they were.
That is really
great.
So
we went one night even, we had a glass of champagne at the sunset, and we toasted you.
Oh, thank you. That is so nice. Now, Michael, how did all this happen, for crying out loud? You were what, like a ski bum in Colorado, or you were working long hours on the slopes, or what was your life before you gave it up and headed out there?
Well, living, you know, in Cleveland, Ohio, at that time, it was sort of the mistake on the lake and the butt of all jokes before it got, you know, revitalized and cleaned up, and I just, you know, go west, young man, and I went out to Colorado looking for a wilderness experience, but, you know, ended up in Aspen, and it was turning into Hollywood, and I really believe that fate rules our lives, and just by total accident with quotation marks around it, I met a woman that lived in Vancouver. She was an architect. I went up to see her, and the very last night before I was due to go back to Colorado, the phone rang, and it was the man that owned this island that hadn't had a date in about 9 years. And he was there to invite Genevieve, this beautiful French lady, out. And Genevieve said, but I can't. You know, I have Michael's here. So three of us went out to a Chinese dinner. She was soon ignored because Will Maloff and I had so much in common. And, you know, he had panned for gold. He just was this totally self-made man living, you know, out there in the wilderness. So right before we left, he said, hey, if you want to see real paradise, why don't you come up north? It's 200 miles north of Vancouver and 100 years back in time. I cracked open my fortune cookie, and it said, you are going on a journey to an exotic land.
No way.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so off I went. And that totally changed my life. It opened up my eyes in so many ways about, well, like William James, the psychologist, said that we lead lives inferior to ourselves, that we only live a tiny part of the colossal life and potentialities that we all have.
Yeah, you know, it just, everybody at some time has dreamed of abandoning the life that they have and just seeing what they're made of, I think. And that's
right.
What you did. You found out what you're really made of.
And, you know, all my life I'd gone along, and it's very important. We have to make money.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay bills. We have responsibilities. But underneath all of that was the voice deep in the soul that said, there has to be more why we're placed upon this earth. You know, I mean, those are responsibilities we all have to meet, but there is deeper level. And that's what I've just tried to explore. And thankfully have been able to, you know, create the freedom to be able to do those things.
Yeah. So, Michael, how much time did you spend there?
Close to 2 years.
Okay. What was the longest span that you were alone?
67 straight days without seeing another human being.
Wow.
In fact, I actually lost my power of speech.
Really?
I mean, that sounds ridiculous because we're yakking all the time to people.
Uh-huh.
But I hadn't seen anybody for about 2.5 months. And I learned there's a reason why those gold prospectors all mumble out loud or talk to themselves during the movie.
Uh-huh.
And after that two-month stretch, and during the winter time, the storms are atrocious up there. The wind blows 80 miles an hour. You can drown standing up because the rain comes at you horizontally.
Mm.
And it rains 12 feet, over 250 inches, from November to February. And talk about cabin fever. They call it the 1,000-yard stare, you know, in a 20-by-40 room. And you actually see it in people's eyes. They just sort of trance out. So you've got to get outside. And finally, some Kwakiutl Indians, my neighbors, the great totem pole carvers, came out to see if whoever was sending smoke up the chimney of that cabin was still alive. And I stood on the front porch, this log stump. My brain fired the signal to say, hi, would you like to come in for a cup of coffee? And what came out of my mouth, it sounded like I was drunk. You know, and I learned that your tongue is like any other muscle. If you don't use it, it atrophies.
Did you have a dog or anything?
Two Rhodesian Ridgeback dogs that were there. You know, but that was my first winter when I arrived, and I was so overwhelmed because I had only been camping twice before in my life. I was 40,000 leagues in over my head, and I was listening. I was listening. Socrates gave us two words of advice we can spend the rest of our lives trying to figure out, and that is know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out who I am, and I'm trying to figure out how I can survive in this world, because Alaska's so beautiful on the surface, but underneath that surface beauty, if you make one mistake, the Grim Reaper's tapping you on your shoulder.
That is exactly right, and I'll tell you what, many people head up there, they think it's Alaska, it's the United States, I'm going up in my camper, we're going to take some of these back roads, and you can die alone and cold. It can be very harsh.
And it happens so quickly. In fact, you have to be excellent every day.
Mm-hmm.
And like in civilization, we can slack off. It's push-bus in society. We've gotten kind of comfortable. But there, the forgiving ratio is very, very low. In fact, the number one thing that kills more people along that coast is the simple act of falling overboard.
Wow.
Because the water temperature is about 38 degrees year-round. You have 5 to 10 minutes to live, depending on how many midnight buffets you eat.
which for a lot of us could be too many. Well, you know what, Michael? We have too much to talk to, and we're going to have to go to a break and do the news and weather, but can you stay around until the next portion of the show next hour?
I would love to. I feel so privileged to be on your show.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Just too kind. Hey, how's the weather in Florida? I'm coming down to
82 degrees and sunny.
All right. That's why I wanted to hear. I've got to buzz down Tuesday for a couple days. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm ready for a little. It's actually very balmy and warm here, but I'm ready for some sunshine, some
where
real sunshine. Near Orlando, Leesburg.
Oh, great.
So.
Yeah, it's really been nice.
Okay, that's good. This is Michael Modzelewski. Oh, let me ask you quick before we go on the break, because Brock, my engineer, and I had a little conversation. He's a huge sports fan. Tell him who your dad was, Cleveland
my
Brown.
My dad was Ed Big Mo Modzelewski, and he played in like the early 50s when the Browns were still the Browns.
Yep.
And then one day he came home and he said, I better go in the restaurant business. There's a rookie from Syracuse by the name of Jim Brown.
Yeah, and he turned out to be pretty good.
He my job away.
Yeah, he turned out to be pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, not too
and
bad.
Then my Uncle Dick played with the New York Giants when they had all those championship teams with Wyatt Tittle
okay.
and Sam Hunt.
See, that was our argument. I said, no, it was Ed, and he said, no, it was Dick. So I'm glad you cleared that up. And we said, well, maybe it was a brother. So there you go. The Modzelewski brothers were big in football.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to go to a break. But, Michael, hang on. We're going to come back. We'll be back after the news and weather at 9:05. We're going to talk some more with Michael Modzelewski. He's written a book, Inside Passage. He lived out in the barren world alone, and you'll just want to hear some more of his stories and where he is now, and he's got some new books out. We've got lots more to talk to Michael about. So we will be back after the news and weather at 9:05, and we will be talking about our upcoming trip to Alaska in September. We've got lots coming up the next hour. Don't miss it.
This hour of the Travel Queen Show is brought to you in part by Dean Trailways of Michigan. Forget the drive to Cedar Point and climb aboard the Dean Streak for a fun, family-filled day at your favorite amusement park. Dean Trailways of Michigan, the Dean of Transportation.
Scene was paid for by the program.
NBC Radio News, CNN Radio News. If you need to know, you've come to the right place.